Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You know, Oscar, one would think,
Jazz,
if you have a lot of money, your life is going to be easy.
You know, one would think that, yes.
Yeah, it would make things easier, but somehow the really rich people sometimes get into trouble. Let me call this guy right here.
Please.
And give you the backstory. One of the Trump buildings in Chicago is being attacked by fans of the architecture of the city. I know the mayor, Rahm Emanuel, is mad at him.
They want to preserve.
They want to take the big Trump sign off the building.
What?
Yeah, and you know, he loves his name.
Yeah, well, it has panache.
Yeah, so he's actually not a Chicago guy. He's a New York guy. So we're calling him in the 212 right now.
I love the fact that you still have that studio line.
Trump Enterprises.
Oh.
Oh, this must be his... His secretary. Hi, this is the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, Trump Enterprises.
This is the...
To whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
This is Rob Spiewak along with Oscar Santana and Tony Boom. And we are called...
Hold on a second. Let me write down the name. The name is Rob.
Rob.
How do you spell the last name?
Spiewak. S-P-E-W.
Are we having trouble with the delay? Is there a delay problem right now?
Not at all. No.
I'm curious. Are we okay? Can I write the last name down, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
Yes, Spiewak, S-P-E-W-A-K, two B's in Rob.
Oscar Santana.
Why? Oscar Santana, that's S-A-N-T-A-N-A.
Yes, sir.
But I'm curious about the Rob with two B's.
Yeah.
Where is that? Why didn't you use one B? I don't understand that.
I was feeling particularly showy, and I wanted everyone to look at me and make a big deal about me.
Hold on. You didn't name yourself when you were a baby and you were born. You actually put the two B's on the end of your name. How did it work?
You know what? Can I ask your name? I feel so weird talking to you without knowing your name.
My name is Gwen.
How about I call you Toots? Hey, Toots.
No, you may not. No, you may
why
not. I've been working for the Trump Organization for 37 years.
Why
you may not.
You
may not call me Toots.
Why don't you stop flapping those dentures and get Donald on the line?
Just a moment, please. It's Oscar and Rob. Is that
right,
correct?
Yeah.
And that
Tony.
Is Santana.
And Tony. Tony.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Mr. Trump will not speak with three people. If you would like to arrange a conference call, you're going to have to call back later, right?
I have no interest in that. I just want Oscar and I would like to speak.
Is
to
this
Mr.
Rob
Trump.
With two B's?
It is, Gwen.
That's hysterical. I love that.
Hey,
that's wonderful.
How long have you been
how
with Trump,
quaint.
Gwen? How long have you been with Trump?
I've been with Trump for 37 years.
So you're not a young lady.
No, I'm not. I'm young at heart.
No, I know it's probably
I'm young at heart. Mr. Trump values my services.
Oh, we are too. Get to it. Get him on the line.
Is he around?
Hold on. Just a second. Please hold for Mr. Trump.
See, Rob, that's what you have to do. You have to talk to them like you own
them.
Like you own them.
What do you mean by them?
You know what I mean.
I'm not sure I do.
She went and did it.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey,
Donald! Yeah, who's calling?
Well, I thought Gwen would have surely told you. It's Oscar and Rob from the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, hello, Rob. hello, Oscar. How are you boys? How's it going?
We're good. Questioning, especially after watching The Apprentice, your
sure.
secretary,
Gwen.
Yes.
Gwen, she's been with you for 37 years?
Yes, her name is Gwen Rosenblatt, and Gwen Rosenblatt has been with me for 37 years. She worked for my father prior to working for me.
Your father, Ronald?
Yeah. What I love about Gwen, other receptionists are not talented, they're not good, they're not hot, they don't have ability. Gwen is the best, and you know, if you can get the best, you hold on to the best. I love Gwen, she's got a good head on her shoulders, she's very smart, she's quick, she's talented, and because she's worked for so long for the Trump Organization, she's also become very, very successful.
How does Gwen feel about the signage on your Chicago property?
She's all for it. She understands that my signage is unlike some of the other people that put signs up. My signs, let me tell you about my signs. My signs are the best. They're made with all the best things. The painters that do the work on my signs, sure, are all the most talented in the world and the most successful. I pay the most money for my signs. My signs, there are no signs anywhere in the world that are quite as nice as a Trump sign. My signs are fantastic and good and wonderful and terrific and successful.
Do the signs ever have spelling errors?
Oh, that's funny. You're a comedian. You can laugh. Unfortunately, I don't laugh as much as you do because I'm too busy counting my money. Does that make sense to you?
It does.
Does that make sense to you? Is this Rob with two B's?
It is. Hey, Gwen told you how to spell it.
That's rich.
That's rich.
It's a very successful name.
It's
you know, if you want to stand out, you put an extra letter. You know, put another consonant on the end of your name. That's terrific.
Mr. Trump, did you ever think of doing that? Two T's at the end?
Boy, unfortunately, it's too late.
Oh,
I've spent millions. Let me tell you about the Trump brand and the Trump signage is the most successful in the world. We have signs all over. People want my signs. People beg me for my signs. Less successful buildings will call me up and they will say, listen, is there a chance you could put the Trump name on my building? Because I'm struggling and I'm not successful like you are and I'm not wonderful and good and terrific and great.
Are you saying that buildings actually call you? Like the Chrysler building would call you?
The people, the managers of the Chrysler building have not called, but there have been other owners of other buildings that have called me and said, listen, we're not leasing. Our square footage costs are low, lower than yours, but we want you maybe to put your name on our building so that we can sell more.
Right.
Because the Trump name means one word, Rob with two B's and Oscar.
What does it mean?
It means success. If you want to be successful, and listen, if Rahm Emanuel, who the purported joke of a mayor of Chicago, wants to tell me that my sign is tasteless, then I will tell Rahm Emanuel that he doesn't have any taste to start with, and he's not going to be a successful and wonderful and terrific mayor. He'll probably be voted out very shortly. Successful,
but
good,
would,
wonderful, terrific.
Wouldn't you want to be the guy who really listens to the people the cities that are bringing business to your establishments.
You know what? He wants to be the guy who plays ball.
Yeah, you could be Robin Hood.
Yeah.
My job is to build the best and most successful buildings and invest in the best and most wonderful and terrific and always successful properties. And I will not, if I listened to everyone that had a complaint, I wouldn't be big and good and terrific and wonderful and successful.
All right, let me ask you a question about another topic that's troubled me for a long time.
Sure, Rob with two B's.
You're in New York right now, right?
Yes, I am. I'm in New York right now.
In your office, I assume.
That is correct.
And, well, just a few blocks away is 30 Rock, and yet whenever you're on the
a
Today
building
Show,
I don't own.
Not
but
yet.
A building that would, I think, would look very good and probably a building that would be more successful if they allowed me to put the Trump name on the
side
of it.
How is a building more successful?
Yeah.
The buildings are successful. My statistics will bear out, Oscar with one S, that if I go into a business opportunity and I put the Trump name on any facility, they will ultimately be bigger, better, more successful, talented, and better looking, which also, if you're good looking, as I've proven with my ownership of the Miss Universe pageant, better looking means better success. I've always known that. That's why I have my whole line of ties.
Every time, they're beautiful, too. They really are.
Well, they're successful.
They are successful.
They've been wonderfully successful. As a matter of fact, my ties, Rob, with two B's.
You having a good time, Donald?
I am. My ties have been more successful than any other ties in the world. Regis Philbin, I clean my glasses with his ties.
How are
the
your
Trump
glasses?
Ties are wonderful. I have wonderful glasses when I put them on. I don't need them all the time because my eyes are usually very good and talented and successful. So it's not necessary for me to put on glasses. But when I do, I have the best glass frames and lenses that prove to be very good and successful.
So you're saying any property with your name on it is more successful?
any property, any brand, any golf course, any line of clothing, any television program, anything that has, look it up, and it is documented
right.
that anything that Trump puts his name on, anything associated with the Trump brand is ultimately more successful and talented and good than anything else in the entire free world. Now, and I don't think I'm bragging.
No, yet. I don't think you are, because it's fact, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's totally fact. And I will tell you, if you go against Donald Trump, as has been proven countless numbers of times, like this third-rate mayor, Rahm Emanuel, who's a hack. Yeah. He's a punk. He's lousy. He's not smart. He's not going to be successful. And he's not bright. And also, I question, with a name like Rahm Emanuel, whether he might indeed be a citizen of the United States.
Well, that's you're really painting with broad brushes there. I mean, that
I don't think so. I think I'm being very curious, and I'm just asking the question. So I think when Rahm Emanuel wakes up in the morning, instead of worrying about a successful brand like Donald Trump coming into his city, he might have to look at himself and say, Rahm Emanuel, where did that name come from? All right? All I know is I wouldn't want to be flying on that plane. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Now, what if Rahm were to bring you a birth certificate?
If he had a birth certificate that was printed on Trump paper, I would consider that birth certificate to be incredibly successful.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Wake up. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Up you wake, up you wake, up you wake, up you wake. This is Mr. Senior Love Daddy, your voice of choice. The world's only 12-hour strong man on the air. Here on We Love Radio, 108 FM. The last on your dial, but first in your heart. And that's the truth, root. Here I am. Am I here? You know it. It, you know. This is Mr. Senior Love Daddy doing the nasty to your ears to the nasty. Eyes only play the platters that matter, the matters they platter. And that's the Taroot Root.
From the heart of Bed-Stuy, you're listening to We Love Radio.
Doing the yin and the yang, the hip and the hop, the stupid fresh thing, the flippity flop. Oh! I have today's forecast for you. Hot! The color for today is black. That's right, black, so you can absorb some of these rays and save that heat for winter. So you want to get on out there, wear that black, and be involved. Also, today's temperature is going to rise up over 100 degrees, so that's a Jerry Curl alert. That's right, Jerry Curl alert. If you have a Jerry Curl, stay in the house, or you'll end up with a permanent plastic helmet on your head forever.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios and heard worldwide. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are powered by Encore Insurance Services with over 24 million downloads. Heard daily at MikeO'MaraShow.com and exclusively over the air at the Mighty 1630. KCJJ, the heart of the heartland, go Hawks.
Hey, Mike, I think I'm going to give you a kiss.
Really?
Yes, a Chris Hotchkiss, because Chris Hotchkiss is our listener of the day. Hello, Chris.
Okay. S&D, Chris. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily podcast and radio show with the greatest listeners on the planet. Why?
Why, Mike?
Because they get it. I was messing with my audio right before we went on the air. I know I shouldn't do that. So I have to. I was listening to the podcast yesterday because we're just so damn funny. Yeah, there's nothing on the radio.
You know, Mike, you picked a really great one, even though they're all great.
Yeah, it was a really, really good one. Yeah. Does this sound okay today? Are we clear, nice and clear?
I tweaked it a little high end.
Yeah, I think he needs a little brightness. Yeah,
yeah, you gotta be a little brighter.
How's that? Oh, that's not good. Okay, no. I know what the problem is.
Remember we had that conversation about, hey, let's not touch anything.
I know. That sounds a lot better though.
Oh yes, that is much better. Yes, much better.
Doesn't that sound really, really good?
Just like yesterday.
Doesn't that sound just incredibly?
Just like the previous 1,075 shows.
Listen right now. Doesn't that sound absolutely fantastic?
Mike, isn't this great?
Slowly.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Repeat after me.
Yes, okay.
Take them off.
Take them off.
Slide them off your ankles.
Oh, stop this. I hate when you do this.
Stop it. Hey, everybody, this show is brought to you today, Jesus, by the Mangrave.
Ah, yes.
Hey, Oscar, if somebody orders today a Mangrave, they can get overnight delivery? Can they get overnight delivery?
You can, but you wouldn't want to. At 8 pounds a piece, it'll cost you a fortune. What you should do is this. You probably should take a picture off the web of the Mangrates and pull a Kathy O'Mara.
Exactly.
And give Dad the picture.
With a picture with the card, and then it'll be there by next week.
Or could you get them for someone for Flag Day?
Our Flag Day is a great day.
I think
it's
coming up, isn't it?
Well, it's for dads and for grads, and do that if you want. But you got the whole summer because it's grilling season, and you got the whole summer to give Dad something he wants. The Mangrate is 100% made in America, cast iron. We love them. They're revolutionizing the way people grill. Men's Health Magazine calls it one of the best grilling accessories that money can buy. Mangrates are fantastic, and each one comes exclusively with a delightful grilling brush.
You know, I was actually on the internet and I was reading the specs for our board here at the studio.
Yes,
and actually, the people at Mackie say the best way to screw with your equalizer is with a Mangrate grill brush. You can actually give yourself more high end with the grill brush. It's really nice.
Can't go wrong.
Saves your fingers.
I know I shouldn't have done that. This is why I don't listen to the show, because I have two things to say about listening. The Mangrate, grill enhancement system. Order today at MichaelMaraShow.com. And you'll have the juiciest, most delicious Father's Day ever. I will tell you that when I listen, I'm still truly amazed that all the way down here in South Florida that the show sounds as good as it does. And I'm not, trying to be Donald Trump here. I'm trying to say that.
Well, it's good and it's successful.
This, it had been, we've been doing it for a while, and I was listening to it. And I know we got some moving parts where I'm coming up to Maine, and I'm going to have to reattach everything and try to make that sound good. And I'm really thrilled at the audio of our show, and it took a lot of doing, and it's just terrific.
It's that fellow really over happy. There. Oscar
Santana,
amazing
man.
Fella, yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, really.
It really,
it's
hurts
out.
My feelings when you mess with it, though.
I know. I know.
Can you give yourself a little mid-end? You're almost lispy at this point.
Okay.
Wow.
There we go.
Yes. Well, that might just be his lifestyle.
How's that?
Oh, much better.
Is that a little bit better?
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's great. That is great. That
did
is great.
So what you've achieved is going back to what it was before.
Mike, exactly, do you listen to it on the phone? Do you listen to it with headphones? Where do you listen to the show?
I listen in my automobile over my Bluetooth.
Automobile?
Well, you should know that in depending on where you listen, you're going to catch different aspects of what you do like and you don't like. The best place to really...
Mike, you might want to write this down.
The best place to really... figure out. I see you have a pen in your hand. If we're doing what you would like, and you actually hear the correct audio, would be to listen with those headphones you have in studio onto your phone, right? Or if you pull down a wave of the actual file.
Actually, you want to listen to the place where it's most destined to be listened to.
Ah, the web.
The web is the best place to do it. Probably most people listen on their laptop.
Yeah, if you want to look at quality, that's where you would go.
Yeah.
And the quality might surprise you.
Yes. Speaking of quality, can I just address something real quick, because we've been getting a couple emails coming
in? Sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
We launched the book this week, and again, if you have a goal, it's 10 copies apiece, so get on that.
Please, buy
one,
them.
Yes. That's one. Two, a lot of people have been asking, well, when is that app finally going to come out? Well, I have to tell you here and now that app is out, and people have started discovering it. There's
the
been
new apps are here. The new apps are here.
Everyone's very happy about it.
there's a stigma behind, and we'll make the full announcement once the iPhone one and iOS one comes out.
I'm happy.
But if you've got an Android, all those times people said you should get an iPhone, today's the day that you having an Android phone actually this actually works out for you, because on the Android now, if you're a guy like Pony or a lady like somebody that runs an Android. You can download the Mike O'Mara Show app now.
He edited himself. He had a name that he was going to share, and then he pulled back on that. I'm not sure why.
No, I think Mike, he just came prepared with examples, just not enough of them.
I disrespect people with Androids, but there's millions of them out there.
Yes, there are.
And I tried myself. I got the Moto X. I enjoy it, but it just wasn't the same as an iPhone. But if you're an Android person and you're a user out there, all you have to do is go to the Google Play Store and type in Mike O'Mara Show, and you will have the new app with access to the bonus shows and the entire network of shows on More Broadcasting right at your fingertips.
It's fantastic.
And as far as the iPhone users, what's the timetable
early
for the iPhone
next
users?
Week, and we'll make that
early
big announcement as well. Yes,
cool. That is great
right
news.
Right now on the Google Play Store, you can download the app on your Android device.
Yay!
And thanks to Todd Moore for all his good help with that. He did a great job
and
building
Tony.
Our app. Thanks to Pony. I was going to say that. Thanks to Pony Boy Matt Bloom. Good job to you, even though you're not coming to Maine. Really, really nice job, and we're really happy that you did that.
And is it true that the new app helps you find the lowest airfares?
A quick caveat, if you're a bonus show subscriber, you should log into your bonus show account to see how you can get your credentials for the app.
Okay.
So just FYI there. But again, if you thought you enjoyed listening to the show before, just through our what we had to offer before, we were appreciative of those efforts. But now we have a brand new spanking car for you to drive the podcast.
Mike, we've got more platforms than Union Station.
And we're not going to do a real new listener initiative next week. So be aware of the fact that if you're somebody who would really like to spread the word, the end of next week would be a really nice time to do it right before the holiday weekend coming up on the 4th of July. Let's get a lot of new listeners to the show because the delivery system is there and it's very, very easy. And we're very happy about that. So thanks, Oscar. Thanks, Todd. Thanks, Pony. Thanks for all your good work. Glad we finally have that. And I'm really excited about that myself because I am somebody that does really probably more of my listening and sharing of the show with my iPhone app than I do with the computer. Go ahead, Oscar.
Also, a special thank you to Girl, our former intern,
Katie Cole.
On the TMSoft free app company team. So
cool.
And really, Katie Cole is, without question, one of the highest functioning alcoholics that I have ever known.
Yeah.
And I'm really, really happy that she's able to. You know, that little thing, you know, when she's in between bottles of vodka, she works like a maniac.
And she has to, Mike, because she's not only responsible for supporting herself, but also the band Fish.
Yeah, she's a big Fish fan.
Yes, sorry. Way to go, Katie. Let's get right to the Spiewak world.
Yes.
The world of Mr. Rob Spiewak. Lots going on today.
Busy day.
I can't even keep track. We're taping the show a little later than we normally do because you were attending a commencement ceremony this morning. It's not really.
You don't normally go that deep into that song.
No, it's really you went to a fifth grade graduation. And ladies and gentlemen, he's the dad that's always there. He's Rob Spiewak. He doesn't miss anything.
Super.
Rob's kids, when Rob is blowing spit bubbles, will be sitting around going, my dad was there for everything.
Everything.
But you know what? The thanks go to you guys because you let us, you know, reschedule the show today so I could
family
go.
Family comes first.
And go to see this thing that when I was in actually it was different. My elementary school went to sixth grade. And I do remember the day I graduated sixth grade that I walked home.
Yeah.
And that was it. There was no ceremony. Yeah. There was nothing.
We didn't have anything.
Same
there
here.
Was nothing. You know, why do they do this to give the kids the sense that of accomplishment so that they know that there are other goals and they want them to feel that again? And then,
I think that might be it, actually.
No, they do it so it's a pussification of America. That's why everybody gets a trophy. That's why everyone's special.
We're not all special.
You know what? We can all work hard and try to do something with our lives, but we're not all special.
I mean, the prize is high school. You got to get through high school.
Yeah,
that's
actually,
some
would say college.
Well, no, most people getting that high school diploma
is
a huge deal. And then the secondary degree is terrific as well.
Right.
But there, you know, that high school graduation for a lot of people, it's a massive deal. It's
if
a
you
huge
can
deal.
Squeak out without an STD, impregnating or being pregnant or having a drug problem, I think it's a win. I mean, that's a big win.
To get through high school?
Yes.
That's great. Yeah. That's terrific.
And
so,
I do want to talk
fifth grade,
about
will
it.
There be another one in between now and high school graduation?
There'll probably be a middle school one. I'm sure there will be.
A graduation ceremony?
Well, they call it a commencement or a promotion ceremony.
What does it say in your literature?
Before I get to this, Mike, I would like to, if I can, something that is equally as important to me as my children. I would like to address an open letter to the Einstein Brothers Bagel Bakery, which is located across the street from the Cappy Pfeiffer World Headquarters here.
Oh, you mentioned this yesterday. Yes, go to it, please.
And here's the deal. Now, we've discussed in past, in detail, our bathroom habits, and I won't really get into them now, but I usually go twice in a morning, and that's I'm good for the day, okay?
Did you say twice in a morning?
Yes, once when I get up.
You go big potty?
Yes, I can't explain why, it's just twice.
The second being your name.
Yeah, it must be.
Yeah.
Two BMs and two Bs in my name. But because
let me stop you for a second. I just want to make sure we're clear on this.
Yeah.
You go potty potty twice in a morning. You go big, super big potty twice.
Yes. Take a smash, Mike. I do that twice a day. But they're twice in the morning. And you know what? Out of courtesy.
Who's this take a smash?
I believe that's Brad's. That's Brad's. That goes way back.
Take a smash.
Gotta go take a smash.
Jesus.
But you know, as out of courtesy to not just my coworkers, but also the people that we share the floor space
with. Very kind of you.
I try not to do that here. I took great pride in the fact that I never did it at your house, Mike.
I was so grateful. I wish your Bolivian friend could have done that as well. But there were many, many times.
Did you want me to get sick?
You would carpet bomb us. Yeah,
and
it would
you know
be
what?
Terrible.
I think you were sick.
Yeah. I was sick. You know what I was? Remember, I stopped drinking for 3 months.
You know, I don't think during that particular border crossing, the concept of the courtesy flush was ever discussed when you come to these United States.
You jerks.
So when I park, oftentimes I leave my house a little before 8, and it takes me a little over an hour to get here most days. And by the time I've spent that time in the automobile, it's time for my second visit. It's time. And I don't want to do it here at the studio facility. So oftentimes, since I'm parked over there anyway, I'll visit the Happy Einstein Brothers facility.
Now, you know what? Let's take a break.
Okay.
When we come back, because I'm very particular about public restrooms.
Right.
We've discussed public restrooms on the show before, but I know the Einstein bagels you're talking about.
Yes.
But I want to find out why this is the place. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm Oscar Santana.
And I'm Todd Moore, and we're trying to bridge the gap between entertainment and
technology.
And we're doing it right now.
Yes, and we're much better than Rob Spiewak.
F you, Rob.
Listen to Tech 4-in-1. That's available on MichaelMaraShow.com or find us on iTunes. Just search
for Tech 4-in-1 Show.
More Broadcasting. For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
I love that music for that. Did you guys pick that out yourself?
Todd picked it out.
No,
Todd
didn't.
Picked that music out.
I picked it out.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, you really? You did it, Rob?
Yeah.
Oh, well, all right.
Sorry.
Welcome back to the show brought to you by our Amazon page. It's hot, right?
Oh, boy, is it hot. Oh.
Whoa.
Whoa.
It sure feels like summertime, and it's the best time to think Amazon. Yes, sir. Summertime, sun time, fun time, water gun time. Amazon has it all. Yes, sirree, Bob. Whether you need a beach towel, a Batman cowl, or some meds for your irritable bowel, Amazon has it. How about a gas grill, pickles of dill, a plastic duck bill, a CD by Vince Gill, a windowsill? Amazon has you covered. I wish there was one more. You'll even find a garden tool, a swimming pool, a Halloween ghoul. Keep your cool. You'll find it all at Amazon, everybody. Amazon is everything for your home and your office, whether it's paper clips, coffee clothes, bagpipes, or cleaning supplies.
Mike, they still have bagpipes. I know they're not in season, but if you buy them now, your kids will be ready for their bagpipe lessons when the summer's over.
Bagpipes aren't in season. That's right. That Sacramento bagpipe crop hasn't been harvested yet. Anyway, save money and support the show at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Remember to bookmark Amazon at MikeOMaraShow.com and click that link always for your bagpipes. All right, now back to the show. Whoa, whoa.
We
will get to the commencement, but Rob was talking about the bathroom facilities at Einstein. Excuse me.
The Einstein Brothers.
The Einstein Brothers and their fabulous facilities.
And you see,
I'm surprised you, Rob, with what you've been doing every other day here. That you don't have a statement by the owner of Einstein Bagels.
Well,
I'm very curious.
You know,
that you
I actually
don't
might. Let me if you give me. Oh, I have it right here. As a matter of fact,
what did he say about
this?
He
said,
"Hit that high note, Mr. Einstein." There it is. Thank you.
Those of you who don't speak the language, what he's saying is that the low-fat schmear, one-third less calories. But I go there, and you know what? They've got wonderful bagels. They have the worst coffee I've ever tasted. And they've got also the worst model for selling food of any place I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
There's no rhyme or reason as to where you order.
True.
And there are two cash registers. And just dozens and dozens of disinterested employees. employees.
And racks of bagels everywhere. Right?
And you know what? Yeah. There's always a disinterested employee that is rolling around a rack of fresh bagels that never seem to make it to the customer. They're just rolling it around. And so you order, and sometimes they hand it to you then. Sometimes they ask you to wait. There's no place to wait. Sometimes they say, is it for here or to go? And you tell them, and it doesn't affect it. It's for here. And they give it to you in a bag. And I was like, thank you, disinterested employee.
I've had that same experience.
It's horrible.
He's absolutely right.
Yeah, but you know
I've gotten mine in a bag. They just hand it to you in a bag. That's what
But the bagels are great. But that's not why we're here. This is not why I asked you to come here.
No, we're talking about fecal urgency.
Yeah. So I go there, and they have two unisex bathrooms. They both are for men and women, and they've got a great – they've got the lock that I love. The one that when it's locked from the inside, a little green sign goes from vacant to occupied.
Oh, like an airplane.
Yeah, so you never have to that awkward moment of when you pull on a door.
Banging on the door.
Exactly.
Just a minute.
Or rattling that door. Yeah, you don't want that to
happen.
Because,
Mike, sometimes when you take a smash, it's a real door rattler.
That's right. You know, you're just sitting there going, you know, hey, excuse me. Brad?
Yeah.
Brad, get out of there. Brad? Brad? Brad, somebody's broken into the Camaro. I'm sorry. All right.
I'm smashing Silas here, Spiewak. Okay.
Have you seen pictures of his car?
Oh, that's a tribute to his joy, his great joy.
600 horsepower, Mike.
Yes, nobody has shared more wonderful joy on social networking than that young man. Way to go, Brad.
Yeah, he's no longer young.
That's right.
He's an old man. He needs
glasses. He's an old bitter man.
But he loves his car. So what happens is I go in, and I normally visit the facility before I get an orange juice or a bagel or anything there. I'll go in and I lock it. But here's my open letter. Here's the problem. Dear Einstein Bagels.
Yes.
I know you probably realize the value of a dollar, and you're going to save money any place you can.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the places they save money, Mike, forget a light switch. They don't need a light switch, because what happens with a light switch? What happens? What you forget, and you leave the light on. And that's burning, Mike, it's burning money.
You're burning electricity, Rob.
And
I know
that
rules.
Translates to money.
Yes.
So what they have in the Einstein Brothers bathroom is a motion sensor light.
Ah.
So when
high tech, baby.
When you open the door, what is bathed in darkness, as soon as you step in, is illuminated brilliantly, ready for you to drop your kids off at the pool.
I know what the problem is. I figured it out already. I know what the problem is.
What's that?
The velocity and motion of your stool.
Yes.
Causes the splash actually vibrates the entire building, causing the lights to go off.
Well, you know, you're partial credit. So what happens is I go in and I attend to business, but I'm not moving, obviously. And sometimes the longer the visit, nothing's moving. So oftentimes I'm sitting there in a prone position and the bathroom goes dark. Because I'm not
moving. How many minutes? Come on.
Listen, I don't think
I'm... Are you reading a book in there?
In there. Person that comes in next goes, is that an undigested tater tot?
What is that? Is that peas? So, but I think that if they... there's got to be an adjustment. And
many minutes?
I would say it's 1 minute.
No.
Oh, are you kidding me?
But the thing is if you're moving around... the timer doesn't start.
What do you think your average time is?
I would say in and out of there in under 3 minutes.
No.
What's your average time, Oscar? Do you think?
That's just at the Einstein Brothers. If I'm at home,
quickly,
of course,
I would say 5 minutes. Five
I'd
minutes
say
average time.
My average. I am at least. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
I am at least 15 minutes every time.
Yeah.
At least 15 minutes.
I've
read entire articles.
Well, I'm not buying what you're selling.
Well,
3 minutes, you can't
you
get
know
it.
What?
Do you want?
I misunderstood the question.
Okay.
What happens is when I'm at Einstein Brothers, and this is a great commercial for them, I don't linger because it's a public bathroom. I want to get in. I want to get out.
Yes.
I want to get here to the studio.
But
if
they
I'm
must
at home,
know now. They must know. He was that big guy coming in. They know that you're just going to drop
what?
It.
They should probably send me a basket of muffins because I'm there every day. I'm a great customer.
Let me ask this.
Yes.
Have you ever been in there, done your business,
right,
and not purchased something?
Yes, but not often.
It's
more of a time issue.
Oh, creep. Man.
But what a creepy thing to do.
Rob, you stink.
There are eight bathrooms in this building. Eight. Count them, eight of them.
Out of courtesy to you. Out of courtesy
to
you.
No, there's got to be. No,
and
you
they're
know what
very...
It's right next to his parking spot. That's why. It's just, yeah. It's not courtesy.
Well, no, it is courtesy because this is right next to the studio.
No, he doesn't want to share his stink with the offices that are on the same floor. He doesn't want to do that. Even though the bathrooms in D.C. at our D.C. studios are
wonderful,
very well appointed for stink prevention. In
yes.
fact, better appointed for that than the actual place. And I have a theory about that.
What's your
I have
theory?
A theory? Well, I think that the bathrooms on our floor mm-hmm. in Glover Park,
yes.
I believe those bathrooms are used and used and used.
Really?
They use them like a toilet. I tried to go when I was there. There were 2 days where I wanted
yes,
to go,
yes.
and both days the door was locked and someone was in there for like 18 minutes. There's some guy I think from the Catholic League across the hall that goes in there for like 45 minutes.
Do they use the DH? I can never remember.
I think that there's a design flaw because if you're even going, say you're going number one or number two, you still lock both doors.
Yes.
So you don't.
Yeah, I lock the door. I lock the door if I'm going number two or number one.
Yes,
I lock the door. I don't want to be bothered.
Because it's not designed for. It's just designed for a one person bathroom, basically.
Right. Right. Yeah. And you never know, man. If it's close quarters, and if the outer door is not locked, somebody's going to come and go. Well, hi. How are you? And you got to be social. I don't want to be social.
Aren't you the radio guy?
Hey, radio
How's
guy.
How's the show go today?
Oh man.
Oh,
wait,
so you had a
what
lot of fiber.
Happened?
But anyway,
my God, do not go in there.
Dear Einstein brothers, and I don't know your name, and I don't even know if you're really brothers.
Yeah. What is the dilemma? What is the problem?
The problem is that when you're sitting there doing what you have to do, and the light goes out, I feel like an idiot because my pants are around my ankles, and I have to wave my arms in the air to make the light go back on, and I don't like it. So stop it. Stop it. Change the timer on your motion-sensitive lights and let me poop in daylight. That's all
can
I
they,
want.
Can they change the timer?
Can I'm they sure they can, but you'd have to find a disinterested Wait. Employee to address it, and I don't know that it's
do
worth
we
all that.
Do we have the debt? We have the debt with an extra mic, right?
I think
we still have an extra mic.
Sure.
Is it possible next week sometime we can send Pony over there? And have mm-hmm. that request made on mic.
I think that's a wonderful idea.
I think it's a great idea.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, could you, and the request will be.
It could be done live. Actually,
can
you could phone it in.
You have a timer on the lights in there. And is it motion? I think it's a door sensor, Rob.
No, it's a motion sensor because otherwise, how else could I make the lights go back on by waving my hands over my head?
Even better, this is what we do. We send Pony over there with a stopwatch. So he confirms the time when he goes in the restroom,
and
right?
you're going to have to go in there and be perfectly still.
Yes.
I don't know if I can do that.
So now, because this, Mike, this actually used to happen at VCU in the typing lab. That's how long ago I went. There was a lab of typewriters, and
yeah.
they had lights that were motion sensitive, and they told us in business class, don't be freaked out if you're typing late at night and the lights go out. Just stand up and walk around. The lights will come back on.
Mm. Okay, so it's the same kind of technology.
Exactly.
It's a motion sensor.
It is.
What's the time you're looking for? Is it 5 minutes?
I think that 5 minutes would be more
five
than fair.
Five is fair.
That
five
is
five
absolutely
minutes.
Fair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so when you move, when you first have the lights go out,
yeah.
in mid Duke,
yeah.
did you realize
I thought that there was an earthquake. I had no idea what was, I thought, obviously, my initial thought is, someone's in here with me. But the room is...
Hey, there certainly was seismic activity, but it was confined to the pole underneath you.
I've got a quick audible.
Yeah.
What about this? On Tuesday, Bobby comes in to the studio here. Intern Bobby.
Yes.
So we can send intern Bobby over there. He can
I'm not going to... I'm protecting him. I'm protecting
okay.
that boy.
Hold on.
And
keep
also,
in mind,
by protecting
him, you're, mm-hmm. you're putting Pony on the air. So maybe Bobby, this is what we need.
Can I
for
tell
him.
You what would be better? I believe this needs to be the comedy potential of this needs to be handled by professionals. So, and much more fun will be ensued if we Skype them either Monday or Tuesday. We call the bagel shop
okay.
because that will be the most fun.
Exactly.
Where we will call
that's
the bagel
fair.
Shop and ask about the motion sensors that are in the commode.
Yeah,
I think that's going to be the fun
well,
part.
It is the first thought I had when I was plunged into darkness. Mike is first of all, am I alone in here? Then has something gone horribly wrong? And third,
right.
am I having
but
a stroke?
Gentlemen, there is one aspect. I agree. We should call them, right?
Right.
But we should
yes.
also call them. And I think if you're going to approach any problem, you have to do it in almost an analytical way.
I know what you're going to say, and I think you're right.
We should send, depending on who you want to send, Mike, someone over there with a stopwatch, actually
time
it out, and they can be on site. So We can address, be like, do you see that gentleman that looks like a number two pencil? He's got a stopwatch.
So to speak.
No, yes. How about this? We send Rob in there. Yes. Rob, Bobby, the intern.
1B.
Bobby goes over there. We get him to call, and then we'll get the exact time as to when that light goes out. Rob, do you think you're exaggerating a little bit? Do you think maybe it's more like 3 or 4 minutes?
I don't think it's 3 or 4 minutes, but what we're going to have to do, Mike, is that like any science fair project, we're going to have the control. So even though he's not required to poop, he will be required to go over there, sit on the toilet. He doesn't need to take his pants off, but he needs to sit on the toilet perfectly still and then start the timer on his phone.
That's fair.
And then, right. Mike, then we'll then and only then.
Then we'll strike.
Okay. Will we know?
Then we'll do that. That experiment comes up on Monday's show, and then we make our phone call.
Exactly.
Then we're armed with knowledge, where we'll know exactly that their lights go off when people are on that commode in 60 seconds or less. That's not unacceptable.
Not cool. Not cool.
But you did finish your business, right?
Always do.
And so you've had two this morning?
Actually, today, no. I just
won. Oh, because you went to the commencement.
Right, right.
And you didn't get a chance to talk about it. How was the commencement?
It was a commencement-y. It's fine. You put 600 parents in a gym that's not that air-conditioned all that well, and everybody gets a certificate. You know what? I was proud of my son. He looked great. He got an award that I did not expect, and he graduated fifth grade. I'm looking forward to hanging with him up in Maine.
And,
oh, he's a good boy.
Fun. Way to go. Congratulations, Robert. We'll take a break, and I'll come back and tell you about me being a guinea pig. Ooh, new medical technology. Whoa, when we come right back. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. I've got something new for you. This segment of the program is brought to you by Stamps.com. Bear with me.
Okay.
Summertime and the living is easy.
Yes, summer is finally here. Thank you.
Yeah.
And you want as much free time as possible. Am I right about that? Am I right?
Yes.
Right. Am I right? Right. Don't let going to the post office cut into that time. Your time is valuable. You know your time is valuable. And where we live and where we work, time is essential because we spend so much time in our automobiles. That's why there is Stamps.com. Instead of the post office. Everybody knows that going to the post office is a drag, finding the time, finding the parking, waiting in line, all the bad stuff. Stamps.com is the better way. Let me tell you about it. You can buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package, anyone you want, using just your computer and a printer. Then just hand it to your mailman and you are done. No trips to the post office. If you're someone that sends out packages on a regular basis, if you've got a home-based business, if you're somebody that sends a tremendous amount of correspondence out and you're constantly slogging to the post office, this is for you. Postage on demand. The future is now. We use Stamps.com. We love it. It saves time, money, and it saves our sanity. Act now for a 30-day free, no-risk trial and $110 bonus offer. That includes a free digital scale and up to $55 in free postage. Just go to stamps.com and click on the microphone and use our code TMOS. Don't wait. Please do it. They are a big supporter of the show. We want you to try them out because you will be amazed. Go to stamps.com and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. Remember, stamps.com and TMOS, and we thank you for that. Okay, everybody. Another medical procedure for another day in Florida. Another medical procedure for me.
They're rebuilding you.
There you go.
Oh, look at that.
What's right, that?
You know, when I saw
I'm going to take this off. I'm going to take this off on the air.
Now, Mike, when I first saw you have almost like a tourniquet around your right arm, I thought perhaps he was shooting up in the bathroom. Was it you and Liza at Studio 54?
You didn't get into the H, did you?
Look at that. Look at that. Nothing. 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 Not even a mark. The phlebotomist was fantastic. The best. Now, do you know what a phlebotomist is, people?
Sure. You love them from top to phlebotom.
That is the individual that takes the blood from you. And I will tell you, and I'm not exaggerating.
Right.
You know, you have an experience where somebody does something that goes above and beyond the call of duty. Now, I'm going to roar through this very quickly because I don't want to bore people with the details. But I, as I mentioned a couple of shows ago, I've had this bum hip, this balky hip. They took an MRI of it. They determined that, you know, eventually with the degeneration, like a lot of my joints, whether it's the spine and all that stuff, I may be a candidate to get an entire hip replacement, but not for many, many years. But it's coming. And they said, based on what they look at, it's coming. I will tell you the process I had. The process I had is a new injection where they put in plasma into the joint itself, your own blood, and it's very detailed. I'm not going to go into the details until I'm at the end of the string here.
Right,
but I will tell you it's not a cortisone shot. It's actually a new kind of therapy where they inject you with your own blood. And it's very, very, very cutting edge, and I'm very excited about the prospects of doing this. And so the process involves me today, a two-hour appointment where I go in and I get my blood drawn, and it is something that you know, that I'm excited about because I love people that are thinking and people that are on the cutting edge. And my doctor, who will go nameless because I don't mention him unless, you know, it's okay with him and I'd have to check with him. This is very, very exciting. So I'm looking forward to letting you know exactly what this is all about. And it's not, no, it's not like that.
We're going to inject you with your own blood.
It's not that at all.
Do you see it your blood leaving your body? And do they walk out the room with it?
Yeah. And also, right, do they have to do the procedure during a thunderstorm?
No. No, they don't. Hello, doctor. There we are. Yes, I'm so excited here. I'm trying to find the name of this stuff they had. Because I'm not. It's not just injecting me with blood. It's taking the blood.
Platelets.
Then you take the platelets.
Right.
The plasma, that type of stuff. Yeah. Let me see if I've got it
set
here.
Set your guns on plasma. That's
you think right. I'd know more about it, you know, if I was getting it done.
To be fair, you know? It's really complicated, you know?
It is complicated.
Yeah. Basically, what they're doing is they're greasing his hip up. That's what they're doing. They're putting a natural WD-40 to make sure it all works
probably
out.
Not anything at all what they're doing.
I think that's what they're doing.
No, what they're doing is they're giving his body the ability to regenerate what's gone by goosing it with his own material, his own platelets.
Well, what
your
is called
hip's not your liver.
Boys, it is called platelet-rich plasma therapy.
Ah.
That's what it's called. It is a revolutionary new therapy that utilizes your own blood to alleviate pain. Why are you laughing?
Because I think he used to be on KYS, platelet-rich. I think he was a guy in the afternoon.
Played all the hits.
Yeah, so I won't go into the details of that. Suffice to say that I talked to the guy that's taking my blood today, and this young man was without, you know, it's no surprise that there's not even a mark here and that he did it on the first try because he's great at his job, but he's also somebody that I've never had this. He said, listen, you know, he's in the same building. He said, when you find out how the procedure went, please stop by. I know a lot of people that have done really, really well with it, and I'd love you to come back and let me know how it went. And
so he was hitting on you.
From all the years, no, he wasn't, Rob. All the years of my experience in Northern Virginia with being in the medical world there, and my jaw hit the effing floor.
Of course.
I'm like, you're the guy that's down here in the lab taking blood, and you asked about me as a human being coming back. And I said to myself, how wonderful would it be if every single individual in the medical world did their jobs like that? Didn't take this guy any more effort. It really didn't. It was legitimate conversation about my condition and his concern. And I was just, I was stunned by it. I was grateful for it. And I am going to return to this guy. And I mentioned it to the doctor, too. I said, I'd just like you to know the people that are working down in your lab are above and beyond.
Yeah. And the
stop.
Doctors.
Will you stop with that? Okay, please.
No,
stop with that.
It's not what
I
happened.
Mean, really stop with that, if you know what I mean.
Oh,
okay?
Really? Oh, yeah.
But right, really, stop it. What hey really now. Did happen is he told the doctor about it. And the doctor says, we don't have any phlebotomists in this building.
Yeah, yes, they do. Because they give me an actual cooler at the desk upstairs. Then I have to go down and get the blood taken. I have to put the blood in a cooler and bring it up. And then they spin it and get the stuff.
Put it in the cooler.
Yes, I thought. And so the doctor came into the office and was just like, well, I've got some very nice news for you. You're going to be on the cutting edge of some very special therapy. No, this is something,
the
shocker.
First hit's free.
This is the United States is a little behind Europe in, and they've been doing it over there. It's kind of common practice over there. But this is, ultimately, this is that stem cell stuff that they talk about, where the body repairs itself. And I will let you know, I'm not going to be, I'll be unvarnished about it. I will tell you whether it works or not. I will tell you whether, you know, I notice a difference. And if I do, I'm going to be a champion of this stuff.
You know why we're a little behind, though? It's because we were too busy winning wars.
Okay. All right, Rush. Thank you. Thank you very much. Speaking of winning wars.
Now you tell your friends over in Great Britain, Mike, that maybe we'd have a little more research done if we weren't busy keeping their country from sinking into the ocean.
Yeah. We're the best.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, from now on, I'm calling it Pretty Good Britain. It's not great anymore.
Right. Exactly.
It's just pretty good.
I will tell you that, you know, wonderful doctor, and I'm very, very happy to have found this guy. And this is not done a lot in the United States. And so I'm very excited. And, you know, there's not any risk involved because it's what it is. It's your own body fluids. It's your own blood, your platelet-rich plasma therapy.
I really hope it works because it's cool. And the technology, I mean, just in my dumb head, it seems to make sense.
It seems to make sense, and it seems pretty logical, so I'll let you know. And there have been, even in this office, many, and that's what the fellow was telling me about, people that, one word that was used that I heard was a kind of a miraculous recovery from this, where, you know, what you're doing is the stuff they're putting in you is the stuff that the body uses to heal itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing, really, that's used for clotting, you know, when you want to have something clot, when you get a cut and you want your wound to clot with
or
the blood.
If you're making a dessert with clotted cream as well.
Clotted cream is the
delicious.
Same.
Oh,
thank you.
Clotted cream soup.
There's nothing better like clotted cream. And is there anything more fattening sounded than clotted cream?
No, as a matter of fact, you have to almost have it in your mouth to say it right.
Yeah.
Clotted.
And what is clotted cream?
That's
exactly
a secret ingredient in the tater tot casserole.
No, it has nothing to do with tater tot.
Clotted cream.
I think it is cream that has turned a little bit, like has some curdling in it, which can
really
be done with like an acid. Let me double check because I am not certain. I know it's thick and rich and delicious.
Clotted cream. So I got that done, and what's cool is when he's giving me the injection, which is similar in every other way to anybody who's ever gotten a cortisone injection. You've gotten a cortisone injection.
Oh,
haven't you, honestly?
Absolutely.
And you know that you know there's a process to that. This guy uses the ultrasound technology to see where the needle is going. And I remember saying to him, he said, do you have any questions? I said, yeah, my question would be, when you're putting this in, the needle, and I'm just curious why I feel nothing in the area that hurts, he says, because I'm watching where the needle's going.
Oh,
and I go
wow.
right to the joint, and I do. So it's very exciting. I look forward. This is not overnight. I will not be able to have an answer for you for many, many weeks, maybe months, because this is the body taking care of that joint area. But if this keeps me from you know, having to pursue this any further, I'm going to be very, very excited about it. And I'm going to look forward to October and November when those old people come back from up north
right.
and I'm on the golf course and I kick their ass.
Good. That's a good thing to do. Kick That's the old person's ass, Mike.
Oh, man, you know how frustrating it is?
Yeah.
Yep. I'm 79. I've been playing here for 13 years and, I'm sorry. You missed that putt, you fat 50-year-old.
Mike, you'll be pleased to know that clotted cream is sometimes called scalded, clouded, Devonshire, or Cornish cream,
oh, wow.
is a thick cream made by indirectly heating full cream cow's milk using a steam or water bath, then leaving it in shallow pans to slowly cool. During this time, the cream content rises to the surface and forms clots. It forms an essential part of the classic recipe, cream tea.
But there's a key to this. This is a recipe that has to be made with a lot of love.
Yes.
So when you are clotting your cream, you might want to talk to it. And, you know, like this.
You is kind. You is smart. Mm-hmm. You is important.
That's right. Talk to your cream when you're making the cream.
And, Mike, clotted cream has been described as having a nutty cooked milk flavor and a rich sweet flavor with a texture that is grainy, sometimes with oily globules on the crusted surface.
Oh, God.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
Well, sign me up. Put that right on my chowder.
Yeah. Oh, and it says here that many people think that it's not very good for you because of its high fat content.
Hey, so shocker.
That. So there's that to be kept in mind.
That means it's got to be great. All right, Rob, this next story real quick is just for you.
Thank you.
So we're tooling around all over the place. Carl and I stop in to different places. We will go to a touristy place. We will go to the local zoo. We will go to the local gardens. We like to tour around and see what's going on. There's a place in Bonita, Florida, And it's, I don't even know the name of it, but it's got some exotic gardens where you go through, and they've got some gators,
gardens?
And they've got some birds and flamingos and stuff like that. No, it's not the big place. And we walk in, and so the advertisement is that you're going to go for a little outdoor thing and see some gators and see some wildlife. And we love that kind of thing. So we stop by. It's a, you know, it's the middle of the week the other day. This is last week. And there's not a lot of traffic there because during the summer, it's slow around here.
Yeah.
And so we walk in, and as we walk in the door over to the left, I'm not at this point, I'm in there 2 minutes, and I'm not thinking about the outdoor gardens because there's a gallery in there of probably the most amazing, beautiful photography I think I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, cool.
I've absolutely never seen, you know, if you study photographic history, you know, people like Ansel Adams, who took the black and whites of the
famous,
Rockies.
Famous.
And famous. This stuff rivals that.
Is it black and white?
Stunningly beautiful. It's black and white and color.
Oh,
mostly
wow.
Black and white is what I noticed, though. And his canvas is the swamps of Florida and the beaches of Florida and the wild. It's not really wildlife as much as it's landscaping, and it is
cool.
I mean, suddenly the whole day takes on a different flavor, and we're looking at this stuff, and it's just gorgeous. And they're giant prints, and he's got little ones for sale in there also. But it's some of the best photography, and so we're checking in, and there's the guy behind the counter, and I said, okay, yeah, we'll take two. We want to see this, but to be honest with you, I could stay in this gallery all day long. He said, well, thank you very much. I'm very proud of the work. And I said, you're the photographer, the guy.
Wow.
Who runs the little outdoor park?
Ansel was there.
Is Ansel himself is there? This guy and his name. I'll give him his name. His name is John Brady. And I was just stunned by this stuff, so much so that I said, I got to get a couple of these and bring them back home and put them on the wall. They were fantastic. There's one shot of the Naples Pier down here in Naples, Florida, where it's a full moon and it's at the end of the dock. And how he got this shot is it's perfectly centered over this dock, and then you get the ocean on both sides. Absolutely
so cool.
Incredible. I'll show them to you. I'll probably take a picture and put
Please.
Them up. And I said, so we're getting through this whole process. And I said, yeah, Brady. Well, there was a famous photographer named Brady at one point, and you know who I'm talking
about,
right? Of course.
I know Oscar does, too. Matthew Brady, right, Oscar?
No, I was going to say Tom.
Tom
Would
Brady.
You enlighten Mr. Santana as to why Matthew Brady was probably the most famous photographer
in history? He was the first photographer to use pictures to document historical events. And he actually did a lot of work in the Civil War. And since then, some of his stuff has been discounted because it turned out he would sometimes move corpses around to make a better picture. But his photographs of the Civil War remain, you know, very, very important. And also, he photographed Lincoln.
Oh, wow.
So there you are.
That's the biggest one. I mean, he took the very first sitting president's photograph, correct?
Cool. Yeah.
That's the first photograph of a sitting American president.
Right.
And it really, it's amazing. And so I said, hey, I know that. And he said, well, we're related.
What? No way.
So he comes by it honestly. Yeah, absolutely.
That's really cool. How old is this guy?
Probably in his 50s. You know, he was
so he never met the man.
So I don't think he had a chance to meet him. I don't think he had a chance to meet him. But it's really, if you go to John Brady Photography, you just look it up. As a matter of fact, you can Google that right now, Oscar, if you want to say it's a photography by John Brady. And it's really, really beautiful stuff. And they just put up images, and you can see the kind of stuff that this guy has done. And it's stuff. And then the fact that he was related in some distant way to Matthew
Brady,
the photographer.
Crazy.
Just a little moment down here in Florida that I thought was noteworthy.
Mike, was that part of his sales pitch?
Oh, this is gorgeous. Wow.
You see that? Show Rob some of these pictures.
Yeah.
They really are pretty.
Oh,
they really,
that.
Really
coming
are
together
pretty.
Here.
And, you know, he owns the little outdoor garden down there in Bonita.
And how was the outdoor garden? Did you see Boyd's?
It was, you know, it was, to be honest with you, after the photographs, it was, I was looking forward to getting back and seeing the photographs, but the flamingos were pretty cool.
The
I got
Everglades
a chance to,
Wonder, is that what it's called?
Yeah, I got a bunch of them. I've got, I got two of them.
The Everglades Wonder, is that the garden that you went to? Because I looked it up.
I think it might be. Okay. I think that might be. What
These
it's called.
Pictures
I probably
are
should give him a better plug.
Actually, no, it was called Gatorama.
Here's the
But the thing is, here's the interesting part. I didn't have any money, after we paid for our tickets to pay for the photography. So I actually left Carla and the baby there, and they're in a cage at the garden. So, as a matter of fact,
on display.
It is Everglades Wonder Gardens in Bonita, Florida. I see a picture of the gentleman right now. Good-looking man.
Oh, look at him.
Everglades Wonder Gardens. Really nice guy, too. John Brady, we got our prints yesterday, and they are beautiful. Cool. So check them out if you get a chance. Really into related to the guy that took a picture of Lincoln. I don't think he'll be happy when Rob shared the story about Matthew Brady moving corpses around.
Hey, Mike, it had to be done.
We'll take a break. Come back with Oscar Razzi right after this, everybody.
Have you ever been offended by podcasts that use child labor for their promos? Child labor is stealing jobs from 17-year-olds like myself. Check out Omericast, hosted by Marcus Serta. Here we clips from the Mike O'Mara Show, The Robin Joe Show, It's Mickey, Tech 401, and Cake and Cookies, The Robin Katie Show. My dad will cover the week with drinking age adults who will share their love for these shows and share how they get it. Get Omericast every Monday on iTunes, Stitcher, or MikeOmaraShow.com. Omericast, part of More Broadcasting.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, everybody, I talk about it all the time, and I talk about it because I love it. It's my sleep number bed. It uses air support to cushion your entire body, and it's proven to relieve pain and improve sleep quality. Clinically proven. And I will tell you, I don't need a clinic because I know with my sleep number bed that my back feels better than it ever has before. Introducing, and we've got something brand new to tell you about, it is Sleep IQ Technology. Sleep IQ Technology provides a simple and intuitive way to know better sleep, and it's only available on Sleep Number beds. The Sleep Number bed is the only bed that lets you track and optimize your sleep with Sleep IQ Technology. It's an easy-to-use interactive app on your phone or your desktop, and really, more studies every day come out telling you that your sleep quality determines your health quality. Sensors work directly with the dual-air technology inside the bed to track how you're sleeping, and it couldn't be easier to use. Nothing to wear, nothing to turn on. All you have to do is sleep. Now, my sleep number setting is a 75. Carla's is an 85. And remember, folks, there's only one place in the world to find the sleep number bed with Sleep IQ technology, a sleep number store. No better sleep. Find your sleep number setting today at any of the 450 sleep number stores nationwide. You can find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. That number again is 800-511-0061. And don't forget to tell them that Michael Sean Patrick O'Mara sent you. Now, without further ado, let's get right to it. It's Friday, the end of the week. I've run out of gas. It's official. Here's Oscar Santana with Oscar Razzi.
Gentlemen.
Hi.
Robin Thicke's boldest move yet to win back his ex is that he's naming his next CD or album Paula. As you recall, Robin Thicke split with his ex not 6 months ago.
I thought that was all done. I thought they were, like, kaput. I thought they were, he didn't want to go back to her.
No, I think he's almost immediately make plays to get her back.
At every award show, when he's on stage, he mentions his wife. He apologizes. He wants her back. And now, again, the album will be called Paula, and the title track will be Get Her Back.
Really? Yes. That's kind of romantic. Any word on whether she is responding? It's romantic, Rob. It's something I know you're not familiar with.
I know.
It's romantic, but you're saying you don't trust it.
All I know is that with Father's Day coming up, the album should be called Alan.
Mike, hey, you're grounded. Hey, Robin, what's all this ass kissing? For God's sake, live your life. You're a Hollywood icon. You can get plenty of tail. No need to go crawling back to that wench.
Hey, Alan.
Alan Thicke.
Doesn't your son Robin love to get trim?
There's nothing like going out on a weekend with Dad to get some stink. Yes, sirree. Now, pardon me, I've got to go back down to my studio to write another game show theme.
Thank you. So we wish the best of luck to Robin. Yeah. Again, he's going on 6 months of this nonsense, so good luck, man.
And then, that's sweet. I hope he gets
hopefully by month eight, he'll gain some respect and just move on. Harrison Ford in the news. Have you heard?
Yes.
Yeah, this terrible story.
Okay, so if you haven't, basically Harrison Ford, who knew a 71-year-old does his own stunts? He basically rolled into what was a hydraulic door on the set of Star Wars across the pond here, and he injured himself. Initially, the reports came out that he had an ankle injury and a chest injury because when he was on the stretcher, he was holding on to his chest, and people were worried about that. He was medevaced out of the set, but reports now say that he looks like he has a fractured ankle, and production, they will try to not set it back as much as they can. But if you remember, Robert Downey Jr. for Iron Man 3, when he fractured his ankle,
right,
they had to delay production a month and a half. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they do.
Well, I don't think he'll be as featured in the film as Robert Downey was in Iron Man. They might be able to shoot around him. But the most exciting aspect of this is that they've released photos. They leaked photos last week. The door that he broke his leg on or fractured his ankle is a full-size recreation of the Millennium Falcon. So he
really?
Actually broke or fractured his ankle on the Millennium Falcon. Way
it's
to go,
be okay.
Han.
He's going to be okay, though, because when he was airlifted, they took him to Mos Eisley on Tatooine.
Exactly. Oh,
that's a nerdy start. Did I get it right, Rob?
Yeah,
did I get it right?
You.
What a despicable den of iniquity.
But I thought it was interesting. Age 71 doing your own stunts?
Yeah, they just didn't
tell him. Age 71, when Rob talks about healing age 71, you know, you talk about a month and a half for Robert Downey, perhaps a little longer for Harrison Ford. He's probably in good shape. We'll see what happens.
Speaking of movies, gentlemen, moving on here. Did any of you see 21 Jump Street, the remake with Jonah Hill?
I've tried to watch it a couple times. It's a disaster.
I got it on iTunes. I enjoyed it. It was okay. But apparently
it made like an ass load of money for Channing Tatum. I know that.
Enough so that they've got 22 Jump Street, which opens this week and actually opened last night. They are projected to make over $50 million with that movie this weekend alone. Last night's opening opened at a stellar $5.5 million. And for a Thursday night with an R-rated comedy, pretty interesting. Also,
will you go see it? Will you go see this one?
Well, it's interesting because as I was reading this article, I realized that this, as far as Sony Pictures is concerned, this is the highest testing R-rated comedy in Sony's history. So maybe they hit on to something here.
Well, now, the thing is, though, isn't 21 Jump Street, going back to the TV show, isn't that an address? 21 Jump Street.
I think it is.
So
yes.
22 Jump Street doesn't make any sense.
Well,
they've moved across the street.
Doesn't
yeah,
make any
stupid,
sense.
Stupid, Rob. It's stupid.
That a dreamboat like Johnny Depp could get into high school and nobody realized that this guy's too good looking to go to school.
Especially after Freddy Krueger killed him.
Yeah, people don't remember that Freddy Krueger, Nightmare on Elm Street, Johnny Depp.
Yeah, exactly.
Way back in the day. Way back in the day. Like, you can talk about movies all day, but there's only one movie I'm really interested in seeing it as far as a sequel, and it involves two really dumb guys.
Oh God!
Ah, Dumb and Dumber.
Don't get sucked
Dumb and
into
Dumber,
those.
Baby.
Yeah. Oh, you're gonna be.
Can't
so,
wait.
I think you will be destroyed after you watch that movie.
I'm a little hesitant, but I'm definitely gonna go. We'll see what happens.
I don't look. You go into that movie just like I did the first one. You completely turn it off. You expect it to be a stupid movie with stupid gags. And if you do that and you know that's what you're going to get and you don't try to overthink it and you don't try for cleverness, you actually will have a very good time. And that's what I did with the first one. That's what I'm going to do with the second one.
All right. We shall see. I predict disaster.
That's fair.
I just when Jim Carrey does like his physical comedy.
Yeah, but he's 80 now, Mike. It's different.
I know, but it's funny. Did you see the trailer for it yet?
No, I haven't even watched the trailer. I don't like Jim Carrey. He's not funny.
The trailer is...
You jerk, he's not funny. You're not funny. How dare you?
Precisely.
The trailer is funny, and Jeff Daniels is hysterical in it. So I stand by it. That's another one's going to be a big hit, I think.
All right.
If you have some time this weekend, go see Edge of Tomorrow. I got a chance to see it this past weekend, and it is worth the dollars, my friend.
Is that the Tom Cruise one?
Yes, yes.
With Emily Blunt?
Yeah, please check it out.
Okay, right. I wouldn't mind seeing that. Time. Tom Cruise does pretty decent sci-fi movies.
I think you're going to enjoy this one.
Okay, I'll check it out.
All right, moving on here. If you haven't seen it, the viral video of Celine Dion's All By Myself. I'm not sure if you've seen it. Mike, have you seen it?
I have not seen it. I have not seen it at all.
There's a gentleman that got stuck at McCarran Airport in Las Vegas overnight. So instead of just going to the casinos or a strip club or go see a show, he went out of his way to make his own music video on his iPhone of him being stuck in that airport overnight by himself.
It's fantastic.
I think over 10 million views right now on YouTube.
And this is just him like setting up the camera in different places in the airport?
And lip syncing and emoting. It's very excellent.
I'm dying to see that. As soon as the show's over,
it has reached Celine Dion. She has posted a video on YouTube we'll put up on the Michael Mara Show page where she invites Richard Dunn, the gentleman who was stuck in the airport, to one of her shows and says that she could actually use her private restroom as well. Because you see him in the restroom at all times.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's fantastic. Cool. I look forward
and
to seeing
more, it. One more. Quickly, again, our prayers are with Tracy Morgan. His condition is improving. Just want to say that our prayers are with him and his family and the other hurt and the tragic, the people that lost a family member within that accident. I just wanted to give you an update on that.
Okay.
Cool. That's Oscar Rotzi. Right.
Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Oscar. We will take a break. Come back with Rob in the Magic Audio Vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Do something. If you want to have fun, to do something. Get crazy. Get wild. Let's party. Get loud. If you want to have fun, to do something.
Mike, it's our Friday liftoff.
Now, is that regular rejoinder music, or because you knew that I was going to be doing a book signing ad coming out of this?
Oh, you know what? You know what that is? That's luck. That is kismet.
Get crazy. It's we want everybody to join us Thursday, June 26th, for our exclusive book signing party. The entire TMOS crew will be at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. Get crazy, get loud.
Shots.
697 Spring Street in Herndon, Virginia. The signing is from 6:30 till 8 p.m., but the fun begins when you arrive. Don't miss your chance to get your book signed and hang with your favorite podcast pals / authors. And before you ask us, yes, we will autograph your Kindles. That is a book signing Thursday, June 26th from 6:30 till 8 p.m. at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern, Spring Street in Herndon, Virginia. Looking forward to seeing Jimmy. Looking forward to seeing Uncle Dave, all the people at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern, and really, most importantly, signing your books. And I hope we get a bunch of people that bring their books to get signed by us. So we look forward to that. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Friday, June 13th. Friday the 13th. We haven't even mentioned it. 2014, Rob.
Friday the 13th. Very scary, Mike. And remember, scary. When you're at Jimmy's, Uncle Dave was born in 1939 in Hollywood, California.
That's fantastic.
And I'm not sure why I even felt it was necessary to bring it up, but I like doing that. Now, we had Donald Trump at the front of the show, and I love your impression of Donald Trump, Mike, but it's based in fact. Here are a couple tapes of Donald from the Today Show today.
I love this.
Where he
I love
actually
it when you do this.
Says... I think the quote is, I wrote it down, but I left it at home. I think he says, I do good buildings.
Oh, no.
Hear exactly what he says as he's defending the sign that he built. Is it? I guess it's Trump Tower in Chicago or whatever his
Trump
building
Trump
is.
Building.
Some trumped up the building. Here we go.
This has turned out to be a great piece of architecture, a great thing for Chicago. I do great buildings. And if I like the building, if I like what's going on, if it's the right and appropriate thing, and if it enhances the building, I will do that. The brand is very hot, with probably the hottest brand there is. We're building all over the world, and cities love the brand. And frankly, I will tell you that we're getting tweets and letters and phone calls. Everybody loves it. We have people that love it. I don't know what poll you took, but we are getting calls by the literally hundreds and thousands, including tweets on Twitter. That people just love it.
He's so untouched.
Just remember this. Hundreds of thousands of people have called to say we like the sign, Donald.
And they're getting tweets on Twitter, Mike, which is nice. He was asked about the actual sign that is causing all the trouble.
Such an ass.
So,
he is such a pure ass. So we need our pure asses.
Here is our pure ass to describe the sign.
This was started by a third-rate architectural critic for the Chicago Tribune, who I thought got fired. He was gone for a long period of time. Most people thought he got fired. All of a sudden, he reemerges, and to get a little publicity, he started this campaign. The fact is, and I really was I'm impressed by your poll, because the fact is that people love it, and it's a very high-level sign. It's done in the highest level of taste, done by one of the great sign designers.
So, I never heard it.
So far,
I never heard
so
this.
Good.
That's so great.
I never heard that. I swear to God, I am telling the truth. I never heard that interview. I never, ever did. I love it.
Mike, I want you to go on the internet and look up all the great sign designers, and I'm sure that his is at the top of the list. So Donald Trump, he succeeds in out-Trumping himself every time.
Aren't all the Trump signs the same?
No.
Yeah,
no.
They're pretty similar. They're pretty similar. No, they're not, Rob.
No, because he says, I look at the building, and I see what it needs.
Yeah,
and then,
right.
And that's what
And then
he
I put
says.
Giant letters of T-R-U-M-P,
it's
you
It's the
douche.
Same font, though, right?
Right.
It doesn't change.
Because it's good, and it works, and it's successful.
Right.
It's a good font.
He's
the best font. Mike, are you familiar with Tewksbury, Massachusetts?
I've heard of Tewksbury. Yeah,
it's a very small town, and you wouldn't believe where their prostitution sting was.
Oh. Really?
Yes, but you got to admit, even though prostitution is against the law, this hooker was playing by the rules because she was soliciting people by passing notes in the Tewksbury Library.
I didn't think Tewksbury was that big on prostitution. I am quite shocked because, you know, a lot of kids come here, and, you know, I'm a teacher, so, you know, it's pretty scary.
It was a little scandalized. Yeah, that's a little upsetting, yeah. And the library.
That's something that you don't normally see every single day, especially around here in Tewksbury.
I'm surprised to hear about it. I'm suspicious.
There's nothing that I would know about this library or Tewksbury that would even suggest that that could possibly happen here.
And, you know, I was looking at the pictures of this lady.
Shh, be very quiet. I was wondering if I could interest you in a BJ.
She kind of looked, Mike, if you want to know what the prostitute looked like.
Oh, they showed a picture of her?
Yeah, she looked like a library hooker.
Say no more. That explains it.
It's scary that this man got close to actually running for president. Texas Governor Rick Perry, in a statement this week, said that alcoholism is kind of like homosexuality.
I may have the genetic coding that I'm inclined to be an alcoholic, but I have the desire not to do that. And I look at the homosexual issue as the same way.
So for all our gay listeners, I think it must be nice to have it explained to you
what
like that.
Yes.
Thank you, Dr. Goebbels. I appreciate that. Appreciate douche. What a hump, honest to God.
Does the name Christy Prody mean anything to you?
Not one little thing.
From a year after the O.J. Simpson murders to when he went to jail, she dated Juice.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So this is his longtime girlfriend, and she did an interview on, I believe it was Inside Edition. This is so creepy to me because this is essentially the plot of the movie Vertigo. After the Nicole Brown Simpson was killed, he tried to turn her into Nicole.
I was young, and he could try to shape me, mold me into what he wanted. He did encourage me to color my hair. When I met him, my hair was dark like this. He would constantly try to fix my hair, like if we were going out, and part it over to a certain side and comb it down. And he would make comments like, well, this is how Nicole wore her hair. I mean, I get so sick of it. I just got tired of hearing and being compared all the time. And it's like, I can't live up to the image of someone who's passed away. He would say things like, you better watch out so something bad doesn't happen to you like Nicole.
What a fun guy.
Oh, God.
So, I mean, really, you know, here's the thing. And with all the retrospectives on the 20-year anniversary, I love hearing this because I think that you get rid of the sensationalism of the trial and you realize that this man, if he did indeed do what he was accused of doing,
right,
and half the country feels he did, the other half feels he didn't. I will tell you, if he really did this, probably was a psychopath.
Of course.
And so that's not surprising. If he is guilty, that sounds like a psychopathic way, you know. I want you to look exactly like she did. Creepy.
We've discussed in the past, one of the traits of being a psychopath is being able to convince yourself after the deed that you did nothing wrong.
Yeah,
and I think no one would argue
that that's normal behavior of someone who's lost a wife in a horrible murder. That's very creepy.
All right, let me lighten the mood a little bit. Last night on The Daily Show, the guest was Christopher Walken. And I don't care to hear him promote his products or his movies. I just like when he talks. And did you know he has a house in the country?
Are you in a rural situation or are we in more of a... You're in a rural situation.
In a woods.
See, I don't see that for you. I don't see that for you. I see you as a city cat. A guy that likes the action, that likes the intensity, that likes the energy.
No, I have a groundhog. I have hummingbirds.
I don't picture this.
I have huge raccoons. I mean, and they're kind of short-haired. They look like small kangaroos. Very strange.
That is strange.
They eat
Do
all
you
the
live
bird
by
food.
A nuclear facility?
And Mike, we close the week. I want you to be aware there are fake Mr. Softy trucks out there. Do not be fooled when you buy your ice cream this weekend.
There are things to look for so you don't do business with the counterfeit with the fake Mr. Softy. Now, here is the sound of the real Mr. Softy truck. This is where, there you go.
Yes.
Oh, here comes Mr. Softy. Oh. Yeah, oh, yay, let's go out there, get a soft ice cream cone. Okay, now here is the sound of a phony, fake counterfeit Mr. Softy. Listen to this. Don't near that guy. Don't waste your time.
Don't waste your time, Mike. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody. Love
That's
you,
it.
Robert.
We got to get out of here, everybody. Great week of shows. Thank you all for buying the book, Open Mic from Corporate Radio to New Media, The Story of the Mike O'Mara Show. Go on Amazon. You can link to it on our little webpage. And Oscar, great job on the app.
Yes.
Thank you.
And tell Todd Moore the same thing. And Tony, you too. Fantastic. Well done, everybody. Make sure you check that out. And for all our listener mail, ponyboy@mikeomaraShow.com. Have a safe weekend. We will see you Monday. Bye-bye, everybody.
Happy Father's
ciao,
Day.
Ciao, ciao. Wait, don't go. I need to tell you that mikeomaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website. Always open at mikeomaraShow.com/Amazon.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Boss.
Yes, sir.
Great show. We're just going to have one more take on that sleep number, and we're all set.